Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight on this platform. I tell you, we have a really, really strong, powerful show tonight. The topic is driven by purpose. Now, I tell you all the time, it's time to stop just existing and settling. And it's time to start living the life that God created you to live. So we're going to take a real quick pause for the cause with our sponsors. Our show tonight is sponsored by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound is not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design, they're your one-stop shop for your business promotional products, custom promotional items, corporate items, or anything that you need to be customized, they are the people to make it happen. And finally, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twists, locks, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much, much more. So as I said, tonight we are going to be having an awesome time talking about driven by purpose, and we have an awesome and amazing guest, Mr. Rashad Hardy. And I tell you, he's known as Preacher Boy in the gospel entertainment industry. And I'm excited about having him on the show because I met him at the Dove Awards and I just loved his spirit. And so when God gave me the topic, driven by purpose, I said, that's right on time for Mr. Rashad. So welcome, 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 Preacher Boy, to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
It is well with my soul. Thank you so much, Ms. Butler. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule for joining us, because I know we all have very busy schedules between life itself and wearing so many hats. You know, you're an artist, you're a father, you're a husband. So we have so many hats that we wear, and I do appreciate you taking the time out and joining
right.
us on the platform.
Well, the pleasure is all mine.
Oh, great, great. Tell us a little bit about who is Mr. Rashad Hardy, Mr. Preacher Boy. Who are you? Tell my listeners who you are.
As you say, is Rashad Hardy, also known as Preacher Boy. You know, I'm a motivational gospel artist, you know, out of Birmingham, Alabama. You know, there's really just unashamed to spread the good news, you know, dedicated to taking back what the enemy stole. And I really just want our generation to turn from their wicked ways and to continue to pray and humble themselves and to continue to seek his face.
All right. So you're reaching them with the way that you know how to reach them, and you're turning that into something that brings them back to the kingdom.
That's correct. I mean, I'm really just using my God-given gift, which is I'm a gospel rapper. We're changing that mold. We could talk about that a little bit more. We're breaking that mold right now as a gospel, from a gospel rapper to a minister of the gospel. But yes,
okay.
I'm using my God-given gift. This is my tool that I have chosen to give God the glory and to actually reel and to be a disciple and ambassador for Christ.
Amen, amen. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. You know, for so many people, like I've gone to different platforms, and you can tell the difference between a person who's anointed and a person who's entertaining. And it's like you hear crickets, especially if you can discern very well, because I'm sharp in discernment. And when you can discern very well, you're like, okay. So there's a big difference. And so when you said a minister of the gospel, I love that.
Hallelujah.
Because
hallelujah.
There's not a lot of people that can fit that particular mold that much these days. So share with us, not tooting your own horn, so to speak, but share with us some of your accomplishments, because as you share, it may empower and motivate someone else.
Right. I guess where do I start? I guess the name of a few, you know, I was the Rising Star Award, which was presented here in my hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, at the that was at the historical Carver Theater, Alabama Jazz Museum. That was the Rising Star Award. I was in full attendance of the Thai Tribute First Conference out in South Carolina. That was last year, where I earned the title of the chosen one. The National Smack Award, which is one of my greatest accolades to date, presented by Dr. Clark Cole herself, Dorinda Clark Cole. I became the first gospel rapper to ever achieve this accolade. Out of 17 years, there's never been, until myself, glory to God, there's never been a gospel rapper to achieve this accolade. I was second place, the runner-up here at the regionals here in Birmingham, but that had me to get elected into the national, which was in Toledo, Ohio, and I became the national overall winner. That's just to name a few. You know, last year, I met you this year at the Dove. Now, last year, I was just in full attendance. Last year, I was just in full attendance of the Dove Awards. Now, this year, I was actually on the red carpet, as you've seen. I was actually on the red carpet there taking pictures and full interviews, the media room, you know, back there with Dietrich Haddon himself, Pastor Charles Jenkins, Tasha Cobb, the lovely Erica Campbell, yourself, Miss Fire to Inspire. The list goes on. It goes on. Praise God.
Amen, amen. So as you decided to walk in your purpose, doors just start opening up. Amen.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, describe to us about your sound. You know, everybody has, you know, this greatness about them, but what makes you different? What describe your sound.
I guess it will be different times daring. You know, it's really uniquely pushing the envelope, so to speak. You know, it's full of soul, R&B-ish, a lot of gospel, of course. You know, the word is very, you know, highly impacted in every word, in everything that I do. It got a little bit of everything in it, you know, and you know, I'm not traditional, but I have some traditional ways, you know, but I'm just really just trying to create my own lineages. Like I said, uniquely pushing the envelope. I like it. I need to write that down.
So do you write your own music?
I do. Actually, I've been everything to date. I have written myself. We're now, especially going into 2016, we are looking into writing for other people. I have been asked to write, co-write for some people, praise God. So however we can do it, you know, as of now, yes, I've been doing my own writing. Yes.
Amen. Doesn't it feel good to be walking in your purpose?
Hallelujah. It really does. I'm glad that he called on me.
Amen. You know what? Sometimes it's like he called us, but we were too busy to hear him call. So, you know, sometimes,
right.
You know, you get there, you get to a place where it's like, okay, daughter, do you hear me? Okay, my son, did you hear what I said?
Right. Well, that's what he'll do. He'll break you all the way down so that you can see. I know it had to happen to me. That you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, you know, going into the testimonies and all that. But, he will actually break you all the way down so that you can pay attention.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop right there before we move on forward into other stuff that I'm
I'm going to stop, too.
Exactly. So you are the grandchild of a preacher. Now, how did that play a factor in your life? How did that impact you as the man that you have become?
It was very impactful. You know, Reverend Gilbert Hardy of St. John FBH, He's played a major, major part in my life. You know, he's been a big influence, you know, even larger inspiration. It really ties back, you know, like to the title of tonight's topic. You know, is driven by purpose. You know, as far as continuing this legacy is concerned. Mm-hmm. You know, my granddad, he really just paved the way for not only myself but my family as a whole. You know, as a true patriot. He sowed mm-hmm. wisdom and knowledge. He sowed it into us all, and he really just spoke into our spirits prophetically. You know, I actually had the chance mm-hmm. to ride along with him a couple weeks ago, actually. We went to the National Convention, the National Baptist Convention, and, you know, I was just so happy to and so elated just to be excited, just able to be there to ride along with him and to serve. And, you know, the times mm-hmm. that we shared were just really priceless, especially knowing that I've turned my life around 360. And he, too, can see the fruits of his labor.
Mm-hmm. I know. He is so godly proud. So godly
yes,
proud.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed. I am, too.
Now, you just said something. You said that your grandfather was a great impact, and it's just like this topic, driven by purpose. My next question to you is, what does this topic mean to you? Driven by purpose. What does that topic mean to you?
Driven by purpose. That's actually pretty good. I like that.
Holy Spirit inspired.
Say what now?
That was Holy Spirit inspired. I can't take the credit.
Oh, okay. driven by purpose. Yeah, I like that. My opinion, I would say my drive is actually, you know, my purpose. You know, my drive is actually my motivation, mm-hmm. which is God first, mm-hmm. My family second, and my Bridge to Gap movement, which will lead you into my platform.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that God, you know, he's really just placing me on mm-hmm. this platform to get me to my purpose. Because, see, I've, mm-hmm. I've understood that the devil never wants you to become who God has already called you to be. So I really just continue to pray that God will build my character first, then my platform. Mm-hmm. Because, with my purpose, I want to live a life that's able to continue the legacy of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for my kids to continue my legacy. And, you know, I just mm-hmm. really want to live abundantly as a man of integrity, a man of valor. Et cetera, et cetera. I'm not only driven by purpose. I want to say I'm driven on purpose. Come on, somebody.
Amen. I like that.
Praise God.
I like
Praise
that.
God. That was just an unction in my spirit. I'm driven on purpose.
Mm-hmm. You know, I tell people all the time, it's time for you to live in purpose and live on purpose.
Hallelujah.
You know, I had a book signing last year in my hometown in Gaffney, South Carolina, and it ended mm-hmm. up being like a motivational event, not just a book signing. And I heard the Lord say, tell the people it's time to stop settling. It's time to stop existing. That's the word. He said, tell them it's time to stop existing. I was like, really, Lord? But when he tells you to do something, I'm telling you, it will impact and empower somebody. It will hit that place that someone needed to hear. And I'm telling you, even afterwards, people were coming up saying that word was from me. I thank you. And people are hugging me and people crying. And then, you know, it was not your norm. So you have to get out of the comfort zone if you're going to be
so
driven by purpose and driven on purpose.
That's so true. I love that.
Amen. So what was the turning point in your life before you became Preacher Boy and you were just Rashad Hardy and not living on purpose? What was the turning point of your life which made you just go in the gospel realm of things and just kind of say, hey, I got to do what God said do?
The turning point in my life, it had a lot to do with my grandmother, First Lady Jessie May Hardy. She would drop little nuggets on me, you know, back in the day. She would drop little nuggets on me and really instill positive positive messages inside of me. She told me that she could actually see me taking my granddad's place, you know, after he retires, you know, due to my spokesmanship and the way that the way that I conducted myself. She sees a lot of him inside of me. So she passed on us a few years ago. But during that season, I was really going through a lot, you know, when it rains, it pours. And, you know, one of those things that happened in that time period was I was in a life-threatening car accident. But God. Mm-hmm. You know, God, I knew God had his hands on me. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found myself really getting back in church. Even at that time, I was right after my grandmom had passed away, I was really finding myself back in church consistently, you know, because she would always say I was running from God, which I was doing. But I found myself back in church more consistently, and I was really just visualizing myself in the pulpit, you know, not necessarily preaching, but you know, ministering through songs. And because, see, you know, I've been doing music, I guess you could say at least 10 years now. It's no secret that, you know, I come from a secular background. But, you know, and that was at this cross point. At this crossroad, I was, like I say, I was seeing myself in the pulpit, not really preaching, but I was visualizing myself ministering through songs in the pulpit. And, you know, I would just keep coming back. And, you know, it was one Tuesday night. I never can forget it. You know, I remember like yesterday. It was one Tuesday night after Bible study and whatnot. You know, I woke up around 1 or 2 in the morning, and, you know, it was just something. It just started pouring out of me, like the pen just started bleeding on the paper, so to speak. You know, the rest is history. That's kind of how it all started right there. I've been writing for the Lord ever since.
Wow.
Did it make you just say,
I've never done that. How long had you been in the secular music and in the secular world of things? How long had you been doing that?
I guess I'm finna tell my age on this one, but I've been doing that ever since high school. Back in the day, it was, you know, when I was running from God, I was getting high to go to school. High school was really exactly what it spells out to you, high school. if anybody that knew the old Rashad Hardy, they would tell you. But, you know, I was getting high before, during, after. It didn't matter. I had to have a bottle of liquor. You know, it was during that time. But with that, you know, I would freestyle. And, you know, I would be riding with everybody and, you know, around everybody. And I would freestyle a lot. And they were like, man, you good. Just keep going. So that's when I just started, just really got into music, you know, was really in high school. And that's what really started the craft. I come from a 6-man group, BFG, and we did, you know, pretty good, you know, in that realm. We did pretty good, but it was always close but no cigar. and it sat me down one time, and I had told the group we're still in good spirits. You know, I still talk to them. I still encourage them. They know what I'm doing now, and they're behind me. And I had told them, it wasn't just a abrupt split. It was like, hey, man, I think I'm going to go gospel. If nothing else works, I feel myself going another direction. You know, I'm the oldest of the group anyway. I want to lead by example. But I'm going to tell you what I've learned out of all that when I was doing secular music. I never found myself being a solo artist. I tell that people to this day. I was kind of the shy guy, you know, even coming up through school or, you know, until I got the liquid courage in me, as they say, the liquor. You know, I was kind of the shy guy, the quiet guy, you know. You know, I've never witnessed a prom. You know, I'm pretty sure there's other people out there just like me, you know. I was kind of the cool, nerdy guy. You know, I was the cool, nerdy guy that just wanted to fit in with everybody. But, you know, I don't know. But music was my thing. So that's what kept me going. But what I say back about the group, it was, I never seen myself as a solo artist, but God was using me then because the group would push me out in the forefront. They was like, man, you go get the crowd hype. You go do this, you go do that. And he was pushing me and getting me prepared for who I am now. And see, now you can see me on the stage, or you can see me in front of 1,000. You can see me in front of 10 people. Our audience of one is who's going to get the praise at the end of the day. You can see me in front of those people with no smoke in my lungs, with no alcohol in my liver. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when you decided to live on purpose, live in purpose, and be driven by it, then
I'm so
now you're making room for you.
Yes, it is. And it's placing me before many great men.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Just like the scripture says. So tell me this. If you were talking to a group of young people right now that were in the place, they're in the place of the old Rashad that was in high school, what is it that you would say, since you lived that lifestyle before, what is it that you would say to them to be impactful? Because, see, that's not my story, so I couldn't reach them. I can sympathize, but I can't empathize. You have been there. What would you say to them to say, you know, to say, hey, it's not even worth that? So what
yeah,
would you say
to them? It's really not worth it. You know, I've seen a lot and been through a lot at a young age. You know, I've seen one of my best buddies get shot right in front of my face. I remember having to take him to Cooper Green, which is, you know, a local hospital here in Birmingham. You know, I remember those days. He laying on the back seat, bleeding, laying on me, you know, and, you know, I've been there. And but, you know, if it was something to encourage somebody else, you know, from me, from my background, from also being there, you know, I would just like to tell them, you know, not sure what they've been through, but if I could just encourage them, I want them to know that God's not through with them yet. You know, there's really a blessing in your lesson. Because this is still their season of favor. And and if there's anything, I know the passage tells us in Galatians 6, if I'm correct, but it says, don't go weary in good doings, for we will reap in due season if we faint not. But see, the magnitude of our struggle will tell the magnitude of our destiny. See, he's going to be the joy in the time of their sorrow. He will be their strength in a time of their weakness, and he'll be our peace in a time of confusion. It's all God. Continue to keep pushing forward. Continue to keep the faith. I believe in you. I'm praying here with you. If you need to contact me, you have Miss On Fire to Inspire's number. Contact us if you need somebody to talk to. Preacherboy.com. I have a contact box on there. Feel free to email me. Feel free to contact me. Feel free to talk to me. I'm here for you. I'm praying for you.
And you know what, Preacher Boy, I'm being led to say this. There is no condemnation in him. So, you know, a lot of times people forgive others, but they don't know how to forgive themselves. And so there is no condemnation in the Father. He says, baby, I accept you just as you are. You don't have to get it together. You don't have to get it wrong. You just come as you are. I accept you
That's
as
right.
you are. Once you come into a relationship with me, because see, there's a difference between religion and relationship. When you come into the
That's
relationship
so
with me, then you won't want to do those things when the relationship
That's right.
is restored. So, yes.
That's so true.
So I just felt led to say there's no condemnation, because a lot of times, you know, they're condemned for what they're doing. And then so they're like, well, okay, well, maybe he's going to condemn me too. No, he's not. He loves you unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And you know, God doesn't care what you're not. You know, he really cares who you are. So when he adds his extra to our ordinary, then that means nothing is impossible. The passage tells us that he will make the impossible possible. There's really nothing too hard for God, you know. And I pray that they continue to walk in the boldness and authority. He has made you the head and not the tail. He's made you to live above and not beneath. You are a lender. Say it with me, please, if you're listening. Say, I am a lender, not a borrower. I am a leader, not a follower. You are a king. You are a queen. He has given you dominion and power. I just really pray for our youth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. and you're on a platform that can truly reach them where they are, because your sound is what they like. You know, you have a sound they really, really can relate to. It's relatable. And so, you know, I thank God that he has put you in that place of being able to do that. So tell us, what are some of the projects, some of your upcoming projects, or some of the things that you're working on?
Right now, we're really just really
You blanked out for a moment. Can you hear me? We just lost Preacher Boy. He will be back shortly. I don't know what happened. One moment. Preacher Boy, is that you? Preacher Boy? All right. I'm going to give him a few moments to dial back in. If you are listening, we have Rashad Hardy, also known as Preacher Boy, who has been sharing his testimony and just encouraging our youth, and encouraging not just our youth but others, how he's driven by purpose now. You know, he's lived that worldly life. He's done the worldly things, but now it's time to live on purpose, live in purpose, and he's driven by purpose and driven on purpose. So I thank God for his testimony and him sharing with us tonight. Bear with me here. Let me see if we have him back on. Well, it looks like, let me just try this last one. Preacher Boy, is that you?
Hello?
Okay. No, I don't know what happened to Preacher Boy. But he has a powerful, powerful testimony. Now, he has a website. He says his website is www.preacha, and it's actually spelled P-R-E-A-C-H-A. Boy, B-O-I. There he is. Preacher Boy, would like to
hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah, I think it dropped. Thank you so much. Sorry about that. But would you tell them how to spell it, where to find it?
Yes, how to spell it. And you were preacherboy.com, P-R-E-A-C-H-A-B-O-I.com.
Yes, because they get it confused. They really do. They be wondering how to spell it, how to spell it. So we have to correct them. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. On Fire.
Yes,
yeah, that's
sir.
Where they can find me.
Okay, preacherboy.com. You said you're currently working on, what are you doing currently?
Well, the Bridge the Gap album is already completed. It is already out as we speak. We are releasing them single by single right now. We have two of them that are already out currently right now as we speak. Let It Show was the first single, which I actually ministered that on national TV alongside Dr. Cole herself on the Word Network. And now we're pushing the new single, which is I'm a Christian, which is it's really buzzing everywhere, really heating up these urban sectors and the urban communities and whatnot. I guess that goes back to, like you were just saying, it's something that they really can commute with. But, yes, it's really good. Bridge the Gap is out, so be on the lookout for it. Stay alert. Stay alerted to my website, preacherboy.com, as she was just telling you, and it has a little bit more in depth, a little bit more information, what we got going on, what's to come.
Now, tell us the title of the album again.
Bridge the Gap.
Bridge the Gap.
Yeah, that's the name of the album and the movement itself. That's the name of the whole campaign. It's Bridge the Gap. That's why you see me hashtagging everything, Bridge the Gap, Bridge the Gap, Bridge the Gap, BTG, BTG is everything. We should be getting shirts. We're looking at getting some shirts, hopefully by the spring. You know, we've been asked that a lot too, so be looking out for those too. We'll put them up on the website.
Now, how can people follow you?
For social media, it'll be on Instagram and Twitter. Will be Preacher Boy for Real, P-R-E-A-C-H-A-B-O-I, number 4. R-E-A-L, that's Preacher Boy for Real, and that's my Twitter and my Instagram. Now, when you go to Facebook, you have to spell it all the way out. Preacher Boy, the same way, but spell for real out, F-O-R, R-E-A-L, Preacher Boy For Real. It's all the way out there. For real, for real.
Now, are you on Periscope?
Lord Jesus, I am, but I'm not. I have created an account. But I have not really, I hadn't really posted anything out there just yet. So, but we're going to start that. We're going to get that in the loop. My manager been on me. He was like, yeah, you need to get that Periscope. You need to be on Glad. You need to be on Snapchat. I'm like, Lord, I'm going to need an assistant for my assistant to do all this stuff. So, but, you know, I'm really, you know, perfecting what I got right now. I'm using what I got, and it's really been going well. So, but, yeah, Periscope is coming out there soon. We'll put it out there, too.
Okay, okay, great. So tell us
you
about
on Periscope?
Some of your I am on Periscope, yes, sir, and I've actually done some live scopes. So I'm a little bit in the game, but because I do, you know, the radio and motivation,
right.
And as God is moving me into an empowerment coach as well, I had to get comfortable doing it. So yes, so I had to take the training wheels off and, you know, come out the comfort zone. Okay, have it on radio all the time because I know the call on my
That's right. That's right. Well, I tell you what, you're gonna be my first friend when I reactivate it. How about that?
All right, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Okay.
So
okay.
Share with us some of your upcoming events. So if people are in the area, they can come and follow you in those areas.
Let me see. Without me looking at an actual book or calendar. Which my manager has. Let me see. This Thursday, I actually be in Atlanta. That's right, for the inaugural service at Free Life. Mm-hmm. This is Canton Jones himself. This is his church. He's opening up his church. It's called Free Life Church in Jonesboro, Georgia. I will be doing the opening service for the inaugural service there this Thursday at 6:00. If I'm not mistaken, at 6:00. So that's the first thing we'll be at this Thursday. Saturday, I believe I'm going to Montgomery, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know the name of the venue or the church. I'm so sorry. I'm not looking at the calendar. That's what we have Saturday. Sunday, I'm here back with the kids, which is pretty much is kind of, you know, kind of slow right here for, you know, because going right into Christmas. We got something coming up for the first of the year right here. We got a lot of big things coming up, probably more so toward January.
Okay, okay.
But everything's out there on my website. Huh?
That's what I was about to say. We can see your calendar on the website?
Yes, yes, yes. It should be updated. It should be updated. I don't run it, but it should be updated.
Okay.
I need to check it myself.
All right. Not a problem. So, Mr. Preacher Boy, it's been a pleasure to speak with you tonight and have you on our platform. Did you want to leave any final words for our listeners, anything that, you know, whether they're, regardless of whatever age that they are, you know, what do you want to leave with them this evening?
And whatever you do, continue to keep God first. Know that he is always on your side. He will never, ever, he will never forsake you. No matter what you're going through, he's always on your side. He's going to be your strength. He's going to be your rock. He's going to be your defense. If God is pleased in whatever you do, then whose else approval do you need? I always remember that. And like I said earlier, the devil never wants you to become what God has already called you to be. So what's happening is the enemy will try to limit you. But what you do is continue to pray. And when you pray, you limit the enemy.
Amen. 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 I love that. I love it.
Hallelujah.
Well, I thank you so very much again for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us on our On Fire Inspire.
Thank you.
Keep us informed, especially when you come to the Atlanta area, so we can come show our support and, you
Will
know,
do.
And we'll keep you informed as well of upcoming events.
Will do. Well, thank you so much, Ms. On Fire Inspire.
You
I'll
are
be
so
in touch.
Welcome. Okay, thanks.
God bless.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We are. This is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire with On Fire to Inspire. We actually are live each and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to follow me for upcoming events, We actually have a holiday networking event, holiday networking mixer, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Conyers area at the Kingdom Works International Ministries. The address is 1303 Parker Road. That's Conyers, Georgia, 30013. We will be there on this coming Friday, December 11th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I will be there co-hosting and co-leading that event. And as well as on Saturday, there are a couple of events if you want to come and support. There will be an event hosted by Jasmine House Foundation and Toys for Tots. If you know anyone in the Atlanta area that have families that are in need, they can come and bring their children up to the same location, 1303 Parker Road, Conyers, Georgia, Suite G. I'm sorry, I forgot Suite G. And that event is from 1 to 4. It is hosted by the Jasmine House Foundation in partnership with Toys for Tots. And then I will be I'll be emceeing a fundraiser concert by The Gift. It's The Gift fundraiser concert that will be at the New Song Church located at 628 Camp Lake Road. That is Monroe, Georgia, 30655. That is on the exact same day at 2 p.m. So I will be a traveling sister that day. But, you know, God is getting the glory because I'm living in purpose and on purpose. So if you know any families, remind them about that toy giveaway from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are a networker, business owner, or if you just want to come out and have a good time at the networking event, again, that is Friday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. located at the Kingdom Works International Ministries facility at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G is in George. That is from 7 to 9 p.m. We look forward to seeing you. We have some awesome business owners coming in there. We have some great vendors, and we are going to be having a celebration because as I was talking today, I realized I have been on the air 1 year tomorrow. So we're going to celebrate that I'm living in purpose and on purpose because God said to do it, and it is getting done. So we're no longer sitting on our gifts. We're no longer sitting on our talents. What we're doing is doing what God has called us to do, and we're giving him the glory in everything we do. So you want to live in purpose, live on purpose, and do what he's called you to do because I promise you it'll be a blessing to many. So tune in next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Pacific Standard Time, that is 5 p.m. You guys, remember, it's time to stop settling and start living the life that God calls you to created you to live, and he called you to live. It's time to live the prosperous life now in every area of your life. Have a great night. Love you guys. And I'm going to close out, instead of with my theme song, I'm going to close out with Pregnant with Purpose from my On Fire to Inspire CD. So I want you to listen to this because I want you to get into your spirit because you are pregnant with purpose. If you have not birthed that baby and living in purpose, it's time to live the life you were created to live. So listen to this piece, Pregnant with Purpose.
Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
It is time for you to give birth to your purpose. If you are not living what God called you to live, it's time to live that life now. Good night. Talk to you next week. Have a great one.